Hello children, here we have module 2 of gravitation chapter. Here we have to discuss acceleration due to gravity and its variation with altitude and depth, along with gravitational potential and gravitational potential energy. Let us start. If you take Earth as a sphere of mass capital M, radius capital R, and a small point object at a height h, or at a distance small r, which can be written as capital R plus the height h, then the Newton's universal law of gravitation gives the force of attraction as capital G, capital M, small m divided by r square, which is equal to ma, Newton's second law that we already studied. So here capital M is the mass of the Earth, small m is the mass of that point object, separate by a distance small r. The small r is nothing but capital R plus the height h. If there is no height, the body is lying on the Earth surface, means it will be capital R only. So therefore, F equal to g mm by r square, which is equal to mg. Ma can be written as mg if you handle freely falling objects or the objects which are going up or coming down into Earth. Then the expression for small g becomes capital G capital M divided by r square, which is independent of the mass of that point object, say small m. That means whether it is a small body or a big body, whether it is a light object or heavy object, Earth attracts all of them equally, or the acceleration due to gravity is independent of the body which is falling down or the body which is thrown up. So this acceleration due to gravity is not a universal constant. Capital G is a constant, but small g is a variable. It may vary due to different factors. If you simply see the formula G equal to G capital M by R square, any change in this R, small r, only expected. Small r is the distance. I told you small r is equal to capital R plus H. If there is no height, then small r becomes capital R. That means the radius of the Earth or the planet. If you can't concentrate on Earth is not a sphere. Earth is not a perfect sphere. It is oblate spheroid. That means it just got flattened poles or bulged equators. Exactly speaking, the radius is 6,356 km at its pole, but 6,378 km at its equator. So there is a difference of 22 km from pole to the equator. Because of this reason, acceleration due to gravity is 9.807 at the pole and 9.77 at the equator. So we are acceleration due to gravity is decreasing when we move from the pole to equator. That means if a person moves from a polar region to equatorial region, his weight will decrease. The second one is because of its altitude. Altitude is the height. Earlier one is, you can say it is latitude. This is altitude. Altitude means height. So here we are specifying the height as h, the total distance center to center, the distance as small r, that small r is equal to capital R plus h. Then the expression for g becomes g dash is equal to capital G capital M divided by r plus h the whole square. For surface, it was capital G capital M by r square, capital R square. Now it is becoming capital G capital M divided by r plus h the whole square. If you take the ratio g dash by g, after cancellation and all, we will get 1 plus h by r the whole raised to minus 2. And using binomial expansion theorem, the answer comes to g dash equal to g into 1 minus 2 h by r. So this binomial expression is applicable when this h by r is taken as x, which is less than 1. So it is written in the next slide. 1 plus x the whole raised to n is equal to 1 plus nx plus n into n minus 1 by 2 factorial into x square plus n into n minus 1 n minus 2 by 3 factorial into x cube plus etc. So here higher order terms are neglected because the radius of the Earth is 6,400 km and the height of that satellite, the object may be a few hundred kilometers. So the ratio h by r becomes very small. Here factorial is already studied. 3 factorial means it is 3 into 2 into 1. 2 factorial means 2 into 1. 5 factorial means 5 into 4 into 3 into 2 into 1. These and all you studied in maths. So, neglecting the higher order terms, the final expression is g dash is equal to g into 1 minus 2h by r. So, here if you put this h, the height, as r by 2, then what happens? R cancels, 2, 2 cancels, g dash will become g into 1 minus 1, that is equal to 0. That means, roughly speaking, the value of acceleration due to gravity reduces at a height which is half of its radius. Radius is 6,400. So, 3,200, if you go, the acceleration due to gravity may reduce to 0, according to this expression, which is not exactly correct. Proceeding to the next case, variation of g with the depth. Depth in the sense, earlier case, we can consider it with the hilltop of Everest or Himalayas. In this case, we can think about Mariana Trench or any other deep points on the surface of the earth or below the surface of the earth. Maybe under ocean also. So, when you are going down towards the center of the earth, when you write the depth as d, now the new radius is becoming r minus d. If you apply the same logic as in the case of the previous expression, you may get an expression for g dash as gm by r minus b the whole square. G is gm by r square and g dash is gm by r minus b the whole square. So, if you take the ratio g dash by g, then it will become r square by r square into 1 minus d by r the whole square. R square cancels. Then it becomes 1 minus d by r the whole raised to minus 2. Then it becomes 1 plus 2d by r. 1 plus 2d by r. If you go to the center of the earth, the depth d becomes the radius. Then it becomes 1 plus 2, that is 3. G dash is equal to 3g. That means as you go towards the center of the earth, the weight of the body is increasing or it is becoming 3 times the weight of the body on the surface of the earth, which is not at all correct. Therefore, we have to think or we have to treat this part in a different way. Different way in the sense, take earth as a sphere of radius capital R and mass capital M and uniform density rho. You know very well that the density of earth is not same at the different parts, on the surface, below the surface or at the core. It is different. So, if you take the density as uniform, rho, then mass of the earth can also be written as volume times density. Being a sphere, volume is 4 by 3 pi r cube, density is rho. Therefore, small g is equal to capital G capital M by r square becomes capital G into mass. Mass is nothing but volume into density. So, 4 by 3 pi r cube into rho divided by r square. And simplified expression is 4 by 3 pi r rho g. This is small g. Small g in terms of radius of the earth and density of the earth. Similar way, if you think about m dash means the yellow color portion. You have gone a depth d down. So, now the point mass is kept on the top of that yellow sphere. Now, only the yellow sphere is responsible for further attraction, not the green color shell. If you treat the green color shell, then the answer will become zero. So, now the weight of the body is only because of the yellow color small sphere, whose radius is r minus d and whose mass is calculated as, once again, volume into density. So, what is volume? Again, 4 by 3 pi. The new radius, the reduced radius, r minus d the whole cube into the density rho. Simplifying and all, the final expression comes to g dash is equal to 4 by 3 pi g r minus d rho. Earlier it was 4 by 3 pi r rho g. Now it is 4 by 3 pi r minus d g rho. That's the difference. And if you take the ratio, it becomes g dash is equal to g into 1 minus d by r. If you put d equal to r, the answer becomes 1 minus 1. So, g into 1 minus 1, that is g into 0. So, the answer is 0. That means acceleration into gravity and the weight of a body becomes 0 at the center of the earth. So, it is matching with our theoretical explanations. And if you see the rotation of the earth, as you know, earth rotates once in around 24 hours. As well as it revolves around the sun. So 24 hours it takes to complete one rotation, and 365 days it takes to complete one revolution. So if you take the rotation of the Earth, which is from west to east, the value of G is slightly disturbed. So at the pole, there is no change anyway. That is, G dash is equal to G. But at the equator, G dash is equal to G into G minus R omega square, where omega is the angular velocity or angular speed of our Earth. So this angular speed is calculated using the formula 2 pi by T, 2 pi radian by T. That is 2 into 3.14 divided by T means 24 hours converted into minutes and then seconds. So 24 into 60 into 60. And the answer is coming around 7.29 10 to the power minus 5 rad per second. So those are interested, you can derive this expression also. G dash equal to G minus R omega square in terms of the latitude. Okay. Continuing to gravitational potential and gravitational potential energy. 9th standard onwards, we are familiar with the potential and the potential energy. It's by virtue of its position or state. And we studied on formula MGH also in 9th class. So potential energy is the energy stored in a body at a given position or state. State means normal state or tensed state. Position in the sense at the reference point or above the reference point or below the reference point. So if the state or position of the body changes on account of forces acting on it, then the change in potential energy is just the amount of work done on the body by the force. This we studied under work energy theorem in work energy power chapter. And being a conservative force, this work done is independent of the path through which the body is moved. So whether you are going straight or in a curvilinear path, the energy, the potential energy stored or gained or spent by a body is a function of initial position and final position, not the path through which the body is moved, because it is a conservative force. Being a central force, being a conservative force, gravitational potential and gravitational potential energy is path independent. Okay, next. The force of gravity is a conservative force, and the potential energy of a body arising out of this force is called gravitational potential energy. Practically, this is a constant mg at points which are very close to the surface of the Earth or at a distance from the surface much smaller than the radius of the Earth. So force of gravity is mg, that we all know, that mg is almost constant on the surface of the Earth. And if you go even 1 meter, 1 kilometer, 2 kilometer, 3 kilometer, etc., adding that 1 kilometer with the 6,400 kilometer will not make any difference. Therefore, we can take this force of gravity, mg, or weight of that body is almost a constant in and around the Earth's surface. Then, if you are lifting that body to a height, if you are lifting a body to a height, maybe from one height h1 to another height h2, then what is the work done? Work done required to lift a body from height h1 to height h2. There comes force into displacement formula. Work done equal to force into displacement formula. Force is the weight of that body, that is mg. Displacement from where to where? H1 to H2. So the difference in height is h2 minus h1. Or it can be written as mg h2 minus mg h1. Or weight at h2 minus weight at h1. Whichever way you like, you can express this. So the weight of a body is now a function of height. So W stands for the weight. Weight is a function of h, is equal to mgh plus W0, where W of h is the potential energy at a non-height and W0 is the constant which is equal to the potential energy on the surface of the Earth where the height is equal to 0. So if you take either the mean sea level or the mean surface of the Earth as the reference value, where the height h equal to 0, there also the body has got some potential energy because it is taken from the center of the Earth. So the center of the Earth distance will give some amount of potential energy for that body, that is W0. From there you think to what height the body is moved, lifted. There, that will give you mgh. So mgh plus W0 will give you weight function of height, W of h. If you take any arbitrary point, then the force formula is gmm by r square. where letters are having usual meaning. Capital M, mass of the Earth, small m, mass of that point object. Capital G is the gravitational constant, and small r is the distance, which may be equal to r plus h, capital R plus small h, where capital R is the radius of the Earth and h is the height above the Earth, where the point mass is located. And now, if you use the differential calculus principle, with this force, with this weight, the body is there. From that point, I have to lift through small distance, infinitesimally small distance, say dr. At present, the body is at smaller height. From the smaller height, I want to lift the body further up through a small distance, say dr. Then what is the elementary work done involved there? dw is equal to this force, gmm by r square into dr. Or the entire work done to move from r1 to r2, finite integral, r1 to r2, then w12 is equal to integral r1 to r2, gmm by r square into dr. Here g, m, m are constants. Integration is only for dr by r square. R square comes up as r raised to minus 2 dr. Then the integration formula, we all know that integral x raised to n dx is equal to x raised to n plus 1 by n plus 1. And here it is integral r raised to minus 2 dr. Therefore, r raised to minus 2 plus 1 by minus 2 plus 1. That is r raised to minus 1 by minus 1. Or simply speaking, it is minus 1 by r. So the integrated value is minus 1 by r. Now we have to apply the limits, upper limit minus lower limit. Therefore, it is 1 by R2 minus 1 by R1. So, the work done to lift a body from a height, from a distance R1 to another height, to another distance R2 is minus GMM into 1 by R2 minus 1 by R1. So, the gravitational potential energy WR at a distance R is written as minus gmm by r plus w1, where the small r is greater than capital R. Also, w12 is equal to work done to move from 1 to 2 is equal to wr2 minus wr1. Or if you set r as infinite distance, okay, at infinity, then your work done will become w1. That is the potential energy at infinity, which is set to 0. Conventionally. So this W infinity, that is work done to lift a body to infinity, is taken as 0, means for all other points the work done will be negative. So the potential energy will be negative. All objects are having negative potential energy. So the gravitational potential energy at a point is just the amount of work done in displacing the particle from infinity to that point. Earlier we are discussing about lifting a body from Earth to infinity. Now we say that the body is coming from infinity to Earth. Infinity to a non-height. Infinity to a non-distance, like that. This we can. This analogy is similar to that of electrons revolving around the nucleus. The potential energy of the electrons is set to 0 at infinity. And when they come towards different orbits like K, L, M, N, etc., as they come inside, as they come much closer to the nucleus, their potential energy decreases. And for the innermost orbit of hydrogen atom, it is minus 13.6 electron volt, minus 13.6 EV, the least possible value. So the bondage becomes more and more as the potential energy is reducing. So when a body is lifted to a height, means you are doing some work and that work is stored as potential energy in that body. And when you keep on doing this work, you can take the body up to infinity, where the potential energy is set to 0. Now when you leave that body there, what happens? Spending its own energy, the body falls down. The body comes down. So the potential energy becomes negative, more negative, like that. So this way of explanation is more easy for you people to understand. So, I repeat once again, when you lift a body, you are doing some work, that work is stored as potential energy in that body. And when you continue doing this work, taking the body to infinity, the entire energy is stored in that body and that energy has become 0. And that maximum potential energy that body starts spending that energy and then falling towards the earth. So at any intermediate point, if you study the potential energy of the body, it will be negative. So try to understand the energy, the negative energy possessed by our bodies above the earth, as well as the potential energies of electrons around the nucleus. Both are almost same. So the final expression for gravitational potential is written as W of R is equal to minus GMM by R. Minus GMM by R. So if you take this M equal to 1, unit mass, earlier we handled it as point mass. Now if you have to handle it as unit mass. So when you take unit mass, M equal to 1, then you will get to minus GM by R. That is a gravitational potential at a non-height or a non-distance. So potential, gravitational potential is minus GM by R. Gravitational potential energy is minus GMM by R. That means if you know the mass of that body in your hand, simply multiplying this mass with the gravitational potential at that point, you will get gravitational potential energy. So gravitational potential energy at a height, at a point, is equal to gravitational potential at that point, at that height, multiplied by mass of that body, which is under discussion. So in that way, gravitational potential energy is explained. A few links are given in the reference section. We'll go through that. Thank you.